I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, the American Humane Association has a checklist for adopting a cat. First on the list, if you're thinking about adopting a cat, consider taking home two. Years ago, a friend gave us the same advice. Cats do keep each other company and play cat games with each other. Number two on the checklist, find a cat whose personality complements your own. If you think cats are all alike, you're mistaken. We have had a number of cats over the years, and no two have been exactly the same. We had one whose favorite toy was popsicle sticks. She would toss them in the air and leap to catch them. None of the other cats even understood the game. Another may be a cuddler, always looking for a lap to curl up in. One might be adventurous, while another might be timid. One might like heights, while another seeks out a hiding place behind the sofa. Just like humans, one cat may be similar to another, but their personalities are all different and unique. Back to the checklist. Number three recommends that you pick out a veterinarian ahead of time and schedule a visit within the first few days after the adoption. If you're not sure which vet to use, ask around. Talk to friends who have cats and find out which one they like. It's good to find a veterinary clinic that's close to your home, but it's important to choose a doctor that you can trust with your new pet's health. Other items on the checklist include planning for your feline friend's arrival by getting the family ready, stocking up on supplies, cat-proofing your home, and budgeting for the cost of caring for your new pet. Remember, there really is no such thing as a free cat. You can see the complete list by visiting the website at AmericanHumane.org and entering Adopt a Cat Checklist in the search box. You'll find lots of helpful information on choosing a cat and caring for it. June is Adopt a Cat Month, the perfect time to add a friendly feline to your household when you're speaking of pets.